Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. Today, I want to chat about something that is fundamental to your business growth, and that is your cash flow strategy. We all think of the flow of money in our business as the quote-unquote lifeblood of your business. And a lot of people who teach sales will teach you that sales is therefore the lifeblood of your business. But actually, it's much more intricate than that. And we need to understand how cash comes in and goes out of your business over time so that you can manage it to the benefit of your business. Cash flow might seem like a fancy term that you chat about with your accountant, but without a steady flow of cash into your business, you will go under, even if you seem profitable on paper. The terms cash flow and profit can sometimes get used interchangeably, but they are very much not the same thing. Profit, or net income, sometimes people call it, is what remains when you've made sales and you've deducted all of the expenses. It's an indicator of how well your business is performing over time, but it doesn't guarantee that you have money in the bank to spend. On the other hand, cash flow looks at money coming in and money going out over time. And it is very possible for a business that looks profitable on paper to struggle with cash flow if the timing of those income and expenses aren't synchronized. For example, if a significant client is late paying you and you need to pay payroll, you can land up having to cover the difference or not take a salary, even though your business looks profitable. And this is why you need to be really careful of people telling you that they made X amount in revenue, because often that X amount in revenue is not money that made it into their bank account. It is money that is going to come into their bank account over the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. So you could have less in revenue than them and more cash in your bank account. Understanding this distinction is so vital. Profit is there to show you your potential for growth. Cash flow shows you your ability to run your business on a day-to-day basis. And this is not something you can copy and paste from someone else because each business is different. Think about the nature of your business. Do you have seasonal peaks, both in your revenue and in your spending? For example, if you host a live event, you might have significant spending at a particular time of year, and that income might only come in later. You could also have peaks in revenue where you do a big launch and you get a bunch of cash in, but that has to fund your expenses over a period of time. So you need to understand the flow in your business so that you can anticipate any issues and you can manage it proactively. And then this allows you to make sure you have enough liquidity, enough cash in the bank to cover your costs, but also any of those growth opportunities that you want to invest in. So the first thing you need to do is get a grasp of your cash flow. This seems like I'm going to give you an accounting lesson, but honestly, this is one of the simplest things to measure. What you need to do is just build the simplest spreadsheet in the world. Just do it for the rest of March so that you can learn how to do it. You're going to put your bank balance at the top, your current bank balance as at today, and then you're going to identify all the revenue that's going to come in to your business and all the expenses that are going to come out of your business, and you're going to put them in date order. And you're going to see, like, let's say your bank balance is 30 grand and you have revenue of 10 grand coming in, your bank balance tomorrow will be 40 grand. And then you pay $500 in expenses the next day, so it's 39,500. And you're just building this view of what's going to happen in your bank account over time so that you know if you were going to invest in something today, you can add it into the spreadsheet and see that knock-on impact on your cash for the rest of the month. And this is important to understand. Cash flow strategy is all about timing. We tend to think I've got this much coming in and this much going out, so it's fine. But that doesn't help you identify that on the 23rd of March, you're going to have a cash flow crunch. So it doesn't have to be complicated, but it has to be something that you get really comfortable in. Once you have an idea of it, you can start to look for patterns in how you bring money in and where money goes out. You can look where you have a fairly recurring amount of revenue versus a big jump in revenue in different seasons. You can look at how well your clients are paying you. Are they paying you on time when you expect it to come in? On the other side of the equation, you can look at, do you have that seasonality in your expenses side? Do you have any big expenses coming up that could negatively impact your cash flow? So what this forecast will allow you to see is any potential shortfalls so that you can make a plan now, whether that means you need to cut costs, you want to change the billing date of some of your expenses so that it matches the revenue a bit more evenly. Maybe you want to offer clients a discount to pay you up front. Maybe you want to be more aggressive chasing outstanding items. You now have options. And so that this becomes a really good tool for you to use in your business, it needs regular updating. Then you also want to be doing reviews. So what potential issues are coming up? What might cause problems? And how accurate is your forecast? Did you forget about an expense? Are they higher than expected? Why does it look like we're getting a cash flow crunch that we weren't expecting? Suddenly you have all of this data to help you drive your business. The goal with having a cash flow strategy is that it creates a resilient business. It can deal with the ups and downs of business because by maintaining a healthy cash flow, you're proactively thinking about how do I support my business's day-to-day needs and how do I fuel its growth?